His Father's Son by Nigel Bennett. Chapter 1. Normandy. The Beginning. He awoke in a meaningless half-light that could have been dawn or dusk, and in all truth it did not matter. His eyes pierced the gloom easily. To him, the inside of her tent was as bright as day. He lay on fur and beneath fur, and the small of his back was wet with sweat. He shifted sleepily and became aware of her next to him. He turned his head and saw she had her back toward him, only partly covered by the stifling fur. Her dark hair, long and lustrous, tumbled away from her shoulders and across the pillows. The side of her neck was bare, and his gaze followed the line of her body from that point over the rise of her shoulder, along the slope of her side and up the sudden sharp rise of her hip. By the slow, steady beat of her heart, she was still sleeping. He smiled at the memory of the long hours of love and passion and pure pleasure with her. He had lost count of how often they had coupled and ridden together toward that little death, surrendering willingly to it. Each time he had thought it the ultimate ecstasy, and each new encounter had proved him wrong. They had kissed and tasted and sucked and stroked. Their sweat and juices had mingled. Every moment was perfect. He reached out and caressed her thick, heavy hair, absently straightened it, smoothing it down. And yet his touch was so light, so gentle, that she did not wake. Her skin was alabaster cool and delicate as that of a babe, and he traced her spine with a finger down to the deep cleft between her cheeks. He cupped their firmness, then slipped his hand around to the flat wonder of her belly and her thatch of dark curls. She was still wet, and as he stroked, a soft, low moan escaped her. He hardened quickly, and feeling it, laughed under his breath in surprise at the strength of his desire. He pressed closer and buried his face in her hair. It smelled of blossom and earth and sky and moonlight, and he breathed in deep. He was fully erect now, hard along her spine, and she pushed back against him, shifting her legs. Without effort, he was in her, once more held in her sweetness, and he closed his eyes and gasped at the feeling, at the warmth, at the sense of wholeness. She moaned aloud now, and as one, they began to slowly move against each other, caught up in the rhythm of creation. She did not open her eyes. Perhaps she slept still, and this was all a dream to her. He did not know. One of her breasts filled his questing hand, hard-nippled, compelling, and he found himself pushing deeper, deeper into her. All his being was centered on her, her every reaction to his touch. They moved together so slowly, so languidly. Sweat seeped from his brow and disappeared into her hair. He kissed the soft nape of her neck, tickling the fine skin there with his tongue. Lips parted, she murmured something. It sounded like a prayer. Her hands pressed against his as he held her, enjoining him to further exploration.